In the last radio segment, I asked you to consider how something pretty awful can happen to us, but with God's perspective and lenses, we can invite Him to show us the good that can come through it. I shared how I'm still grieved by the murder of my parents and the loss of my baby, but in retrospect, I can see how God allowed my tragedy to invite others to know my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and how God has used my suffering to draw me into a deeper, more personal, intimate, and genuine relationship with Jesus. But that only happened because I decided early on that I would stand firm in my faith in Christ. You see, I had decided before my tragedy the way I would go when tragedy did hit. It is no surprise that tragedy will come. I just got back from Houston, Texas, where my husband had a mass on his kidney removed. We decided on the way we would go even before we knew that the mass was not cancer. The way was and is daily holding fast to Jesus Christ, fixing our eyes on Him, allowing Him to direct this journey, regardless of whether it turns out the way we want it or not. I leave you with the same words our brother in Christ Barnabas spoke and are recorded in Acts chapter 11, verse 23. Remain faithful to the Lord with steadfast devotion.